This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said when many major economies are facing uncertainty and economic challenges, India's growth story continues to inspire the world. Chairing the 11th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi, he emphasized the need to further strengthen the nation's resolve towards self-reliance and highlighted the importance of adopting and implementing global best practices, particularly in the renewable energy sector. Mr. Modi said, as India progresses towards achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat, the collective responsibility of the centre and states becomes even greater. The Prime Minister urged states to focus on One District, One Product initiatives and develop export-oriented strategies around it. He also identified defence manufacturing as an emerging sector where India is establishing a distinct identity and encouraged the states to formulate policies to leverage the opportunities arising from its growth. The theme of this year's meeting is Inclusive Human Development for Viksit Bharat at 2047. Briefing media after the conclusion of the Governing Council meeting, Niti Aayog Vice Chairperson Ashok Kumar Lahiri said the theme covers all aspects of life, including health, education and employment. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has participated in the virtual meeting on Global Convergence for Growth Summit from New Delhi. Ministry of Finance in a social media post said that the summit was held to bring together leaders of advanced and emerging economies to discuss ways of supporting a balanced growth anchored in an efficient global framework. French President Emmanuel Macron presided over the summit. During her intervention at the summit representing India, Ms. Sitharaman said that in today's interconnected world, prosperity and challenges are shared, but the consequences of conflicts and uncertainty falls disproportionately on developing countries and the global south. She noted that the situation demands coordinated global action. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Uttarakhand starting today. During the visit, the President will review the passing out parade of 158th regular course and 141st technical graduate course at the Indian Military Academy, Dehradun. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj has said that four Panchayati Raj-related initiatives have been selected for the National Awards for E-Governance 2026. The Ministry said that it highlights the growing role of Gram Panchayat in advancing digital governance and citizen-centric service delivery. It said the Panchayat Advancement Index has received the Gold Award under the category of Digital Transformation by Use of Data Analytics in Digital Platforms. It added that the index assesses the performance of Gram Panchayat across the country based on indicators linked to localized sustainable development goals. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will be on a two-day visit to Switzerland starting today. During the visit, the minister will meet President of Switzerland Guy Parmelin and State Secretary for Economic Affairs of Switzerland Helen Budliger-Artieda. Mr. Goyal will also interact with leading representatives of the Swiss pharmaceutical industry. Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the visit will strengthen the India-Switzerland economic partnership and facilitate discussions on implementation of the India-European Free Trade Association EFTA Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement. The FIFA World Cup 2026 kicked off in Mexico City after a grand opening ceremony. Co-host Mexico defeated South Africa by 2-0 in the inaugural match at the Azteca Stadium. Julian Quiñones scored Mexico's opening goal in the 9th minute to give the hosts a 1-0 lead. Later, Raul Jimenez scored in the 67th minute, making it 2-0 for Mexico. Group A clash marks beginning of the biggest World Cup of history, featuring 48 teams and 104 matches across Canada, Mexico and United States. Earlier, the grand opening ceremony was a celebration of global music and culture headlined by Shakira and Burna Boy, who performed Ride Eye, the official song of the tournament. In badminton, PV Sindhu and Tanvi Sharma advanced to the women's single quarterfinals of Australian Open in Sydney yesterday. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated compatriot Isharani Barua 22-20, 21-12 in the round of 16. She will next face Chen Su Yu. In another All-India pre-quarter final clash, Tanvi Sharma overpowered Malvika Bansod. And that is the end of this news bulletin.